Hey everyone, what is up? My name is Tony McGeehee, and you're listening to Emerging Entrepreneurs, the podcast made by an entrepreneur for entrepreneurs. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, I hope you are having a great Friday. The year is coming to a close. For those of you that are in college just like me, your semester has just come to an end, if not just coming to an end this week or maybe next week. So cheers to that for sure. This is going to be another solo episode, just me today. Just kind of wind down the year, talking about the year in review, especially for the podcast since we started back in June. So just kind of want to go through that with you guys and really talk about what's been going on with that, kind of how I see myself with the podcast at this point and at this stage, and then also what's going to happen in the future and what you guys can expect from me and from Emerging Entrepreneurs coming in 2019. So to start off, I think this is super important for me to just get off my chest. I'm not super happy with the way Emerging Entrepreneurs has gone, especially in the past few months. And I'm not saying that in terms of the guests that I've had on. They've been incredible. The interviews have been incredible. It's not necessarily the interviews and the episodes that I'm upset about. It's more just about marketing and branding Emerging Entrepreneurs to my audience and you guys out there and keeping engaged with you guys. I think that's more what I'm really not too happy about. And so really looking forward to 2019 and setting some big goals and trying to hit them hard starting in the new year. When I started this back in June, really didn't know what was going to happen, if I was still going to be doing it. At this point, it's been about 6 months now. We've had 20 odd some interviews now, and it's really just been a great road so far in terms of interviews and the guests that I've had the chance to meet. It's been an experience unlike any other, and I really just wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's been really incredible to learn from so many people who are entrepreneurs and have started their own businesses. They're kind of on the same journey that I'm going through right now. When I first started the podcast, I really just thought I was going to be interviewing people. But that quickly changed. I found out just a couple months into the podcast. If you've been following me from the beginning, you already know this. But right at the beginning of the podcast, kind of in the first month or two, I had a ton of people ask me for help with podcasts of their own. They wanted to start, and you know, people have come to me to ask for advice on starting their podcast. And so it's just really incredible to see that people think that I'm an expert on a topic that I feel like I still know hardly anything about. And one of the proudest things since starting the podcast is that my mentor, Daniel, he actually started his own podcast, and I helped him start that. And I really don't think he needed my help, but I was glad to be able to get him started on his podcast. And now he's got a 5-star reviewed podcast with over 100 ratings on iTunes. He's just killing the social media game. His content strategy is pretty incredible. And so really proud to have helped Daniel start that, and really glad to see him doing so well with the podcast and really just staying motivated and keep going after it strong. He's definitely somebody I look up to coming up in 2019 with, you know, the goals that I'm setting for myself in terms of social media and content that I want to put out. Daniel has been someone that's just consistently and constantly put out content since he started the podcast. And so that's definitely something I'm going to be trying to emulate with Emerging Entrepreneurs, you know, with my own twist, of course. So just wanted to get that out of the way first. Really just not a great year not a great 6 months in terms of, you know, social media and marketing the podcast. I really would like to grow the podcast a lot more in 2019 and set some big goals that, you know, I can go after and feel really proud about when I hit those. And even proud if, you know, I come up a little short, because I know that I gave it my all. And something to add to that too, for you guys out there who, you know, you might be from the outside looking in thinking, how the heck could this guy think that what he's doing isn't that good because, you know, he's been killing it so far. You know, not many people would be able to start a podcast and keep it going for this long. And so from the outside, it looks really good. But I was actually talking with my girlfriend, Mariana, just the other day about this. And at the end of the day, you know whether you gave 100% or not. And, you know, what other people think, if, you know, whether they think you're doing awesome, but you know that you put it in only 70% effort, then, you know, you're not going to be happy with that at the end of the day. And vice versa, if people think you're not doing that great, but you know every day you're putting 100%, then you can't really be upset with the performance. You know, you're doing everything that you can. You're putting your heart and soul and sweat, blood, and tears into what you're doing. And that's 100% effort that you're giving. And so you can't really ask for more. If you keep giving that 100% effort, then results are going to come eventually. So, kind of to add on to that, in 2019, I just read, just finished reading The 12-Week Year, which is a great book for goal setting purposes, and it breaks down the year into four 12-week periods. And so really going to try to tackle 2019 with that strategy, kind of set goals that are reachable in 12 weeks and kind of give me more of a short-term focus rather than setting goals for a year. And then, you know, you're like a month in or so and you just forget about it and you never even come back to it. So I'm really excited to implement that, start the 12-week year process and set some goals that, you know, I'm gonna be able to go after in 2019, starting in the first 12 weeks and then building on that and the next 12 weeks throughout the calendar year. And so to let you guys know about what's going on with the podcast coming in 2019. So I know I talked about it on social media a couple months ago, but I've been working on a website for the past couple months. So I'm finishing up some of the details with that, just some of the content and the images that I got to put on there. Just finishing that up. So I really am going to try to have that launched by the beginning of 2019 on January 1st, I'm sorry. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I'm really excited about that. Definitely will be a centralized location where you can find everything about me, blog posts about episodes that I've had. All the podcast episodes will be on there. Anything like that. If you know anybody who would be a good guest for the show, then direct them to that site. They can fill out a form and email me. Or just give them my contact information, of course, if you have it. So it's really just like a centralized location for people to go to find everything out about emerging entrepreneurs and kind of connect more with the community. And then I kind of hinted at it a little bit earlier. I'm not going to reveal too much, but I'm working on something that is kind of going to go up with the website. So I don't want to talk about it too much yet. I'm going to be doing that over Christmas break. So I'm really excited to do that. It has to do with, you know, helping out all the people who want to start their own podcast. So it's kind of along those lines. So you can kind of guess about what it's going to be, but I'm really excited to do that. I mean, it's just been such a journey, and I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to, you know, continue doing this still while I'm in college. And hopefully when I graduate college, you know, it's still something that I'm pursuing and something that's going well and something that people are enjoying and are getting value from. Because at the end of the day, that's what the podcast is about. I want to be providing value to the people who are listening. And if you have started your own podcast or if you want to, don't think that you have to get 1,000 downloads every episode or something like that. Ridiculous right off the bat. Otherwise, it's a complete failure. I really thought my listen numbers, like my listening numbers per episode were pretty low. But when I thought about it, like I average around don't know, 40 or 50 usually per episode. And I was like, man, that's pretty low. How can we get that up? And then one day I just stopped and really thought about it. And I was like, wait, this means that 40 to 50 people are listening to every episode. Maybe not the same, but a lot of them are going to be the same, you know, maybe 25, 35 people who are listening to every single episode. And I just thought to myself, I was like, I don't even think I could name 20 people who I think listen to my podcast every single day. So super humbling to just be able to think about it like that while the number seems low. Just think about the people around you and the people you surround yourself with and really think how many people that is. And then, you know, look at those numbers of people that are listening. And when you really think about it kind of in that way, you're like, wow, you know, that really is a lot. And so super humbled, not really focus on the numbers, really just focus on providing value. But I know a lot of people get wrapped up in the numbers and everything like that. So, you know, if you're thinking about it that way, then just remember that for sure. And so the last thing I want to talk about, this won't be too long of an episode, just a solo episode to kind of wrap up the year with Emerging Entrepreneurs. The last thing I want to talk about is talking about, you know, my overall mindset for 2019. So going back to the 12-week year, I really want to break down 2019 into four different periods of 12 weeks and set goals for those 12 weeks. So if you haven't read the 12-week year, definitely go ahead and get on that. I'm sure you guys have heard me promoting the crap out of my Audible link. So if you go to audibletrial.com/emerge, you can get a free book on me. Read the 12-week year if you really feel like you need to set goals in the new year and really stick to them. I really believe that the 12-week period is a lot more manageable than setting goals for an entire year and trying to stick with it for an entire year. It's much more difficult doing it that way. So really excited to do that. And then I really just, I think if I could sum up 2019 in one word for me, it's perseverance. And so obviously you guys all know what perseverance means. I don't have to explain that, but I've set goals in the past and, you know, I've told myself I'm going to do certain things. And then, you know, somehow you just kind of look back a month later and you're like, what happened to that ever? And it's really easy for things to just kind of drift off. So I really, really want to persevere in 2019. You know, putting it out there, somebody hold me accountable. Somebody make sure I stick to that word for 2019 for sure. But guys, I hope that you have enjoyed this podcast so far. I really do. I thank you for listening. If you've listened to every episode, you're incredible. If you've even listened to one or two episodes, still, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really look forward to continue to, you know, interview incredible guests for the show, produce the podcast, edit episodes, run the social media pages for Emerging Entrepreneurs, and really just provide great content for you guys. So I'm really looking forward to 2019, looking forward to crushing it. If you guys are having trouble setting goals for 2019 or are really kind of stuck, or you just think you need somebody there to help you be accountable in 2019, by all means, reach out to me. I would be more than happy to be an accountability buddy. You know, I'm looking for people myself that I know will hold me accountable no matter what. And make sure that, you know, I stick to what I've said I'm going to do. So if that's you, go ahead and reach out to me. I would love to be, you know, somebody that can be there for you and help you achieve your goals in 2019. Again, thank you guys so much for listening to Emerging Entrepreneurs this far. If this is your first episode, thank you so much. I hope you go back and listen to some of the past episodes. They've been really great, and I hope you stick around for future episodes. So guys, we will be back on for one more episode in 2019, and then we will take a break until the beginning of the year. So next week we're going to be talking all about books and kind of talking about the books that I've read this year, what I've learned from them, and books that I'm looking forward to reading, and then getting suggestions from you guys about books that you think I should read in 2019 that have helped you in your personal or professional journey. So I'm really looking forward to that. One more episode in 2018, you guys. Really looking forward to it. I hope you guys have a great holiday. If you finish up school, congrats. If you're working full-time right now, hope you enjoy Christmas break coming up. Spend time with family and friends. Really enjoy it, guys. You never know how much time you're going to get like that. So I will see you guys on the next episode, and thank you so much.